Hey everyone, it's V, and God, I really never know how to start these things. I hope that you're all doing really, really well. I've been just not swamped necessarily, but the mind has been a bit cluttered. For the past couple of weeks, I've been a bit down, physically, not so much mentally, but there's just a lot of stuff in the news. I think that a lot of us are really anticipating outside being quote unquote open. a lot of people are getting their vaccines, which is really amazing. I've gotten my first dose, soon to get my second dose very soon. I'm still creating stuff. I went back and kind of skipped through my first follower ramble, and I'm gonna try and keep in that same vein of just talking about, creating and all of those funny things, and give as many updates as possible and hopefully answer some of the questions that you all asked along the way. So thank you for submitting your questions. Actually, let me pull this up. I'm not organized. If it sounds a bit different, I've been in a different space. I need to figure out how to record in this space. So please bear with me for any sort of like echoiness or anything like that that may be different than what you've, I guess, gotten used to, if you are used to me. I still feel like it's kind of I don't know. It's very odd to me to think that there are more than like a handful of you that interact with my posts on a routine basis. That's not me self-deprecating. It's just sort of curious to me because there's a lot of choice on GWA, and I am incredibly humbled and thankful that any of you would come back or wanna hear shenanigans like what's going on right now. So I know that there were a couple of sort of AMA type questions and a few commission questions, which is new for me. I don't do commissions. I have not done any sort of paid anything. If you remember from my last ramble, I tend to just create what calls to me, especially if they're things that I've never done before. A lot of the reason that I started doing GWA is because I wanted to see if I could do it. And I want to constantly, I don't know if challenge myself is the right word, but maybe prove to myself that I can do some of these scarier things. Maybe not scary, but anyway, as you can tell, this is not very scripted, so I'm just gonna keep rambling on. So the last time we were here, I talked a bit about Ballot Girl Part 2. I think I had already done that cyberpunk fill for Fluff. And yeah, that was really fun. So then we get into February and now it's April. So I have done a few things since then. I did a League of Legends FDOM audio that was that was very fun. Your captain commands you to fuck her by Lioness Scripps. I had actually had Lioness's script saved since she posted it, and I was just kind of like, well, I don't know if I can do this voice. You'll see that that's a running theme with me. until it gets recorded, I really have a lot of doubts about recording anything. And there are several times that I've recorded things and listened back, and I'm just like, I'm not the right fit for this script, and I let it go. But it was one that I thought was really fun, and even though I'm somewhat of a retired gamer, even though people say that, you can't really retire from gaming, I really enjoyed that fill. After that, I did my first cheerleader audio, another free use one, which was by Fluff again. There's a lot of fluff in these audios. I think I've said this before, but Fluff Cunningham is a fantastic writer. I mean, you all know this. And I feel incredibly lucky to connect with as many scripts of his as I have. He's also just an amazing human being and someone that I, when I talk about him, there's a smile on my face because he's just great and everyone should show him love. And I love seeing him succeed. So being able to fill his work is quite fun. So a free use trophy for the MVP. That one, I mean, it's fun. That one was really fun. Some of you asked about, when am I going to be writing for myself again, under the Midnight Musings, and I did do that for the Audible Valentine's Day contest, which, surprise, surprise, Fluff Cunningham won best script. While I did not win, I had a lot of freaking fun participating. And if you're unfamiliar with the Audible community, that's what it is about. It's just about contributing to the community. It's not about like winning or anything like that. It's truly about showing up for your fellow creator. And I wrote this very fun, gentle left-arm, possessive sort of loving audio titled "Have Your Fun, But You Come Home to Me." If you've noticed, with my writing, I do tend to write as if it is me. So, yes, I am a possessive person. And when I wrote this, I very much channeled that within myself. But it's very fun. I had my AMA on backstage, my very first AMA, and a lot of you had a ton of amazing questions. And I enlisted my friend Hex Blade, who is my very best friend on GWA. He's incredibly supportive and another one that just brings a smile to my face because I can sort of go to him with the most. I'm so glad that he's a discreet person because I often go into his DMs just like, I don't know if I can do this. And he very much sort of, I don't want to use the word smacks, but he sort of shakes that feeling from me with just this very no bullshit attitude. And yeah, he's a great motivational speaker to me. And he got me through that AMA, and it is on backstage. It's also in my complete lunar library. And it was a really fun time to be able to sort of talk about the things that you all want to hear, or at least some of you do. After that, there were I finally filled a script by my very good friend Megan the Subby, another person I would put in the best friend category. I think that script was one that I, before I even knew her, I messaged her and I was like, wow, this is really good. I hope that one day I can fill this. And she insisted that I fill it a couple months back. And I kind of hemmed and hawed about it. I was like, oh, I don't know. But it was fun. It was very, very fun. And I got a kick out of it. That was a two-taker. I think that the first time I got it down, I was kind of like, and then I tried again and it felt right. I finally did a collaboration with my amazing friend Curvaceous Cariad too. If you don't follow her, you absolutely should because she is, I believe, the only Welsh performer on the subreddit. Amazing accent, And she is like a one-take machine. I am always taken aback by her skill and just flawlessness. And we did a live recording for Your Wife's Secret Life of Espionage, another Fluff Cunningham script. And we got super, super, super lucky that Vox in the Void offered to edit it for us because it's fucking phenomenal. I don't typically say that about my work, but it is something special. And even if you don't like the tags and all of that, you should absolutely listen to it for just the almost like a movie type of vibes that it has. I'm looking at my Phil archive, and I realize that I haven't updated it in like 3 weeks. So I'm gonna be clicking around a little bit. Speaking of collabs, there were some questions about who am I doing future collabs with? And there was one specific call out for a collab with House of Bathory. And trust me when I say that I've been trying to get House of Bathory out of retirement for a long time. House of Bathory was probably my first, like friends to best friends performer, or strangers to friends or whatever. I'm not good at tags on the fly. Anyway, I was her biggest fan. Every single audio, just like listening in awe of her performance and the writing that she does and the editing and all of that, like so much inspiration from her as a creator. And trust me, I want to collab with House of Bathory just as much as you all do. Well, maybe a bunch more because only one of you asked specifically about House of Bathory, but a couple of you asked about collabs. I will be collabing with Curvaceous Caryatid again. We actually have had this unreleased collab for a few months now, and I couldn't take on the task of editing. And we've recently found someone to do that for us, and it'll be good. It'll be very, very good. I will also be collabing with Red Haired MILF. If any of you remember last year around Christmas, we collabed on BRs for the Night, which is a fun, fun, fun collab. We're also writing a collab together. And then there will even be a couple of more down the road. Red Haired MILF is phenomenal and does some of the best f-dom on the sub, and maybe that's controversial, and I'm sorry to anyone that takes offense to that, but she's so good. She's so good. So I'm always honored to be able to collab with her. Let's see, another question was about my favorite things I like and things I dislike about being a GWI performer. Things that I like, I love being part of a community and having found very supportive people that I surround myself with, and almost even sort of hobbit hole away from a lot of other people because I've found a place that I can sort of shout into the void and, get gassed up when I need to, and gas people up when I need to, and bounce ideas off of. And I know that that's a very rare thing, not necessarily in GWI, but just like in my like real life space too. To sort of like not fear, someone taking your idea and running with it, and sort of leaving you behind. Like I don't have to worry about that in my space of friends, which is so nice. And we all enjoy each other's success. There's none of this like hidden competition or anything like that you sometimes read about, which is something that I tend to stay away from. Like, I'm not doing this to get one over on anyone specifically. I'm doing this so that I can prove to myself that I can perform. Things that I dislike about being a GWA performer, I think, it's quite difficult to sort of see. I don't know if it's like seeing performers get treated a certain way. Like, I'll use an example. And this is very personal to me, and it's not something that I think that people should run with and be like, oh my God, this is terrible behavior. Like, people should stop doing this. Like, this is me, V, talking to you, and just saying that, when I see another performer tagged in a script offer, it can be kind of disheartening, and it can feel like, well, maybe that person would be a better fit for it than I would. And I felt this a lot more when I was first starting out, but it definitely still creeps up. I also feel sort of weird about commenting on script offers because I don't want people to think that just because I comment on something that I am sort of claiming the script. You may notice if you've seen my comments on some script offers, like a lot of the scripts that I do post on, I have no intention of filling. And it's not because I don't like the script, it's because I just enjoy reading scripts, and there's only so many things that I can fill. There's a lot of things that I want to write myself that I'm making space for that in my head. So if I see a script and maybe 6 months down the road, I'll fill it. Like, that's cool. But a lot of the time, if I am going to fill a script, I won't comment on it until like I've filled it because I don't know. It just feels weird to me. And maybe that's just me being weird. And I mean, I am pretty public about the fact that I'm weird, but I again, this isn't a call out or anything like that. This isn't me saying, people should stop tagging people in script offers. It's just sometimes it can be disheartening, and sometimes it can feel like, well, am I doing something wrong? But it's easy for me to shake those feelings. Maybe not so much for others, and I think that's why it sort of weighs on my mind. The last thing I want to do is to discourage any new performers, or old performers, from pursuing something that they want to do. God, like there's so many people that I think are really skilled, and I've done such a poor job lately of like listening to people and commenting, and I really, really need to get back to that because it puts me in a much better headspace when I'm actively participating in the community. And I feel like I've sort of pulled back from that a bit because of what I assume people's perceptions are, but it's highly likely that no one really gives a shit how I'm acting in this space. And I don't say that to be, again, self-deprecating. This is not that ramble. This is just me speaking. Who's my celebrity crush? Who knows? Let me look up celebrities. How about Dan Price? Yeah, can I say Dan Price? He's the CEO of Gravity Payments. Can I say that? He's cool. I don't know if he's a celebrity, but I like him. Who else? I don't really know. I don't really keep up to date with celebrities. There are a lot of people that like get a lot of I guess press or whatever, but I've stayed away from a lot of like Instagram and a lot of that stuff. So, I'm not great at that sort of at those sorts of questions. Yeah, back to the couple of commission questions that I got. There were a variety of like big black cock worship, small cock worship, all of those sorts of things. I have contemplated doing, a lot of different sort of cock worship audios, and like I thought, because I saw a script once that was like, big cock worship, and I was like, well, if I fill this, I'd want to do a small cock one too. But I don't know if you've noticed, but with a lot of scripts, there can be like, oh, your cock's so big and all of that. And typically, I'll adjust that to say, like, your cock's so perfect, or it fits me perfectly, things like that, because I would like for my content to be as inclusive as possible. And I know that big can mean different things to different people. And so can small. Like, I don't really know what, small, I mean, I guess you could go like average depending on region, but I wouldn't know where to begin. I think that there have been some scripts out there that are like that. I don't particularly have any plans to do size-related cock worship audios. I mean, maybe after I get off of this recording, I might. But I tend to just make content that anyone, hopefully, can listen to. And then questions about have I started doing anything new during COVID? I mean, other than recording audios, I don't think much. I've been doing a bit more VR, which is fun. Staying away from social media, which is really, really, really nice. Also the RambleFap one. So I'm gonna make my next Audible exclusive a RambleFap, and I'll probably link all of these together. Back to audios that I've done. The next one was a Fluff Cunningham again. Surprise, your professor's also a dominatrix. I've been doing a lot of FDOM lately, folks, and I need to shake out of that. I need to do some different stuff. Not that I have anything against FDOM. I just, when I feel like I've done too much of one thing, I get a little like, why are you doing this one thing? Why aren't there other things that are exciting? Because I don't want anyone to feel like, oh, here's another FDOM from V. Or I mean, even if it was exciting, that's fine. I almost want it to be like if there's a restaurant and you go in and there's no menu there, but you know that it's gonna be something that you wanna eat. Like, that's how I want you, like when you see my name, you're thinking, oh, I'm happy to see this. I don't know if that's strange, but I'm a bit ridiculous. I don't know. Anyway, I did my first monster girl. I did a fox girl and a breeding audio by the real Shauna Lee. It had been a while since I had done one by Shauna. That was really, 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 really fun. I actually recorded it while I was in bed, so there's a lot of like post work that needed to be done to it, as far as like mic pops and stuff. God, the technical stuff is so not sexy, so sorry. But it was really fun. Clue. Yeah, I auditioned for Clue. Dark Turn of Mind. I've admired his work from afar, and I was really shocked when he had said that he had listened to Ballot Girl. I always feel so special when people say that they've listened to Ballot Girl. And I auditioned for actually a bunch of the roles. I didn't know which role I wanted, so I just sort of read all of the parts except for the maid, just because I didn't think I was the right fit for that. And he ended up casting me as Vivian Scarlett. who is the porn star estranged daughter of the I guess the main character who gets killed. And I had a lot of fun with that because I had to play a bitchy character. Actually asked one of my friends to help me with some of the prep work, and because I was yelling and stuff, and it was just different for me, and I love different, and think it was a success. There were a ton of people in the collab that I would absolutely collab with again. Hopefully, Dark Turn casts me as another character in one of his upcoming Choose Your Own Adventures. But yeah, I had a lot of fun. And then I think the most recent thing was my shitpost on April 1st. I've never had to suck a dick before. Why start now? That was completely off the cuff. I s kind of typed it out as like, here's the idea in my friend chat, and at least three people laughed, I think. And I was like, well, that's an idea. And so I just turned on the mic, started acting it out, and got about 6 minutes of audio of a lot of silly. Yeah. What else? Shit, a lot else. Well, not that's up yet, but what are the plans for the future? I'd like to do a few more pillow talkie type audios. I would like to maybe even do a sleep aid. I would like to explore the rape tag a bit more and some of the Eandre, Sundre sort of tags. I don't know if I'm saying those right. I'm sorry. One of the things that I'm writing, which I don't know if I'll release in April or May, but it'll definitely be one of those months, is a Sundre, and we'll see how you all like it. Actually, while I don't have a schedule, I do have like sort of plans. I'm looking up my, there we go. The Ramble Fap is coming, I promise. I have a script that I'd like to release this month and next month. Both are collab scripts that I will not be filling. I'd like to get a bit more creative with sound effects. There is a script by a writer that I've been meaning to fill for months that I have saved that I think I finally have the brain space for. And another collab that I'm writing that I said before with Red Haired MILF that I'd like to release. Probably not this month, but by the earliest next month in May. Yeah, I mean that's kind of it. I never know how to end these things either. I hope that talks like this are informative or entertaining. It's really just me even setting in my own mind, you know, I said I'm going to do it, so let's do it. I can't promise that I won't stick with the same writers that I have for my entire time here. I'm definitely filling another Firefly script, definitely filling another LSI script one of these days. But I'd like to explore some new ones, and I'd like to write for myself and maybe even take an actual break one of these days. I am so thankful for all of you that are listening, even if you don't listen and you listen to the sexier stuff, I didn't expect to last this long, to be quite honest. the fact that it's April and my cake day is in August. You know, maybe I'll put up a poll for you all to vote on my cake day post. Maybe that'll be a tradition. But it is surprising and baffling, and I cannot say how incredibly thankful I am for each and every one of you that listen to me, that follow me, that like my posts, that award, that leave amazing comments, that can tell that I'm trying to get better every single audio, and that appreciate the acting and the little details. And it truly warms my heart because I couldn't do what I do without so many of you being incredibly supportive. So by the time you hear this, hopefully there'll be a ramble fap and a collab or two posted for you to enjoy. So thank you, as always, for listening.